Does she muzzle him when he gets home? Do they eat at different sections of the house? It's mind-boggling. I like to think I'm a more easygoing, non-judgmental, woman who can give most guys a chance. Seriously, as evidenced with these stories, I'll go out with pretty much any loser, I mean guy. I'm an equal opportunity man-hate-lover. There is, however, one thing on my list of no-nos that is an absolute deal-breaker. One type of man that I vowed never to date again after a particularly bad end to an earlier relationship in my younger days. That vow was broken when Margarita Man came along. He's a damn musician. Sure, one could argue that he wasn't a full-time musician and only played for fun, so maybe, just maybe, he wouldn't fit that typical selfish, egotistical musician mold. Wrong. So wrong. Note, if any man tells you he plays an instrument of any kind, even if it's a damn harmonica, run! Run far, far away! After this relationship ended, I ran approximately 1,200 miles, and that still wasn't far enough. He has magical powers. This is the only explanation as to the idiotic actions that seem to take place while in his presence. For example, he's the only man who actually knows I'm writing these manisodes that I've been toying with writing, and I think I let it slip just so he'll sue me one day so I'll get the chance to see him again. He's also the only man who has ever taken inappropriate pictures of me and lived. No man should possess this type of power. No man! We won't even venture to mention what he got me to do in the furniture store. Just take my word for it. Don't ever buy the store model couches. He's a margarita drinker. Doesn't sound too masculine, does it? That should have been my first clue. He drinks girly drinks, but actually it fits well with his laid-back, nothing-bothersome essence. He certainly didn't seem like he originated from the Midwest, and he should have been sprouting the dreadlock look instead of the see first impressions for further information. He introduced me to euchre and fondue, and I hadn't reached middle age at the time. I had no clue euchre was a card game that Midwesterners played for fun. It sounded more like a physical disability to me. When he explained the game to me and told me his friends would come over to play, I was expecting to get community service hours for entertaining old people being dropped off from the nursing home. Instead, two young guys showed up to play, and they had full sets of teeth. WTF! Bring on the tequila. The margaritas made perfect sense then. I learned quickly that tequila was a necessity in the Midwest when one is surrounded by cornfields and soybeans, coupled with cold, gray winters. There's literally nothing to do besides drink, play cards, and screw. Well, at least I learned a new skill to entertain the snowbirds in the South. Fondue was invented by drunken euchre-playing Midwesterners, I'm convinced, in order to combat weight gain from all the alcohol consumption. I've never worked so hard in my life for a damn meal. It's one thing to dip strawberries into a fountain of chocolate, but an entirely different struggle to have an entire fondue meal. Have you ever tried to cook raw meat and vegetables on a stick by dipping them into boiling hot water? It's not easy, my friends. It's not easy. Note, fondue night occurred while meeting his sister and her husband for the first time at their house and trying to make a good impression while holding a stick of raw food in boiling hot water wasn't an easy task. While they were making polite conversation, I was cursing at the damn food in my head. I wanted to pick up all the raw meat and throw it into the pot, but that wouldn't have been ladylike. What kind of people invite you over to cook your own damn food? It's Hannibal Lecter-ish, I tell you. Just plain wrong. However, with all that being said, the fondue diet is very effective. You end up eating very little, and the frustration fatigues you. I can imagine the fondue diet has ended many relationships. Side note, I don't remember the conversation, names, or places that occurred on fondue night, but I do recall the damn food that didn't get eaten. A caveman would have kicked over the pot and used the fire on the burner to cook his damn meat! Idiot disclaimer, do not try the fondue diet unless under the supervision of a fondue doctor. Legal disclaimer, my lawyer says there's no such thing as a fondue diet and I'm an idiot. My disclaimer, my lawyer lives alone with his pet duck for a reason.